Was brought to you by the Greek Broadcasting Network. The views and opinions presented in this program do not necessarily represent those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com. Yeah. And 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Jesus wants to be part of your life and everything that you do. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, this is the most listened to show on the network. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air. I tell you, you know why I did it slow?
Why? You don't feel well.
No. You talk so long. I have to get equal time, so I talk slow. I can't be letting you run this place.
Lord.
What am I going to do if you run this thing?
And that was Dr. John Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you... We love Jesus.
And we also love Trevor, our engineer.
Oh, absolutely.
And we thank Trevor. He's
now an
elder in his church, man. And you know what? I don't know how to tell you this. You're looking old. I don't know how to tell you this, Trevor. That's the way it is.
Don't listen to him. Trevor's a very integral part of our show.
And we rely a lot on Jesus him. Wants to be a part of everything you do?
That's our mission statement.
It is?
Yes.
We have
Don't
a mission
remember?
Statement?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And it's it's on our 501c3 nonprofit that we have, and we'll talk about at another time.
Does that mean even in business, Jesus wants to be our partner?
I can't believe that. He wants to
I don't
be
believe
CEO.
It. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I make him the executive CEO in every business I do, and you know I have 12. And
yeah, but they're all failing.
Thank you. What a guy. I love him. Well, you know what? Let's introduce our guests. Speaking of Jesus wants to be part of everything.
Well, they
got to
prove it to me.
Okay, here we go.
You guys got to prove it. Go ahead. You introduce them.
Well, okay. We got Laura Sacratino.
Scortino.
And we also have Frank Graziano.
That's correct.
Is that right? That's See?
It's okay. Fran. It's not Frank, right?
What do you prefer, Fran or Frank?
Frangish.
Okay. He don't know. He's not Italian. Yeah, he doesn't know. He has no idea, this guy. Really no idea. Okay, so Frangish and Lori.
Laura.
All right, Laura.
Tell us. You're in the real estate business. Now, show us what our mission statement is all about.
Funny that you should say, well, I'll get into my mission statement. First, let me just say thank you so much for inviting me here. We had a chance to meet and get to know each other a little bit at Telecare.
Yes.
Our favorite telethon studio. I've been doing, work there for years, and we had a chance to meet. And I knew that when you guys sat next to me and we started talking about business, and I just kind of knew that, God was already bringing us together.
John touched your life.
You sat next to me.
Oh, I sat next to you.
You sat next to me.
I don't go around touching women I don't know.
No.
I mean, I got
no,
my
No, he was on the other side, and we were chatting a little bit.
It's kind of a show it's going to be. Go ahead.
And I knew that we didn't have a lot of time to speak because we were answering phones live, and I knew that... this has been a forum that I have been waiting for a really long time so that I can share the message. And I do preach the gospel word in my real estate, believe it or not.
And you're going to prove to us Jesus is your partner.
Jesus is going to share.
He's the CEO.
He is the CEO, and he guides my life.
Amen.
In every. And I have... wonderful testimony letters that have been written by all walks of life, from every race, creed, culture, every denominational, monies where people have some, people don't have any. And I truly know, and I say this every day because I have my prayer box here, that God uses me as an instrument, mm-hmm. as we all are. And mm-hmm. if I am able to help one soul. And if I may, I can read to you. This is a little prayer, a little mission prayer. I have a mission statement, and I'm going to share all of that in my folder with you. But this is truly what my work is about, if I may read this.
Yes.
My mission. I give my life to you, dear Lord, to do with you as you will, to shape and mold within your realm with eager heart to fill, to ease some poor soul's heartache and help someone in pain is now my earthly mission, so that heaven I may gain. In goodness, faith, and charity, your servant I shall be. In sorrow, strife, and sore distress, Lord, you may call on me. And this is my work every day.
Excuse me. Read that again slowly.
That's beautiful.
Yes,
okay. That is beautiful, because that is the answer to the question I had.
I'm proving it, aren't I, Dr.
Go right ahead. Read it slowly.
Okay, this is my mission, my personal and professional mission as I walk. I give my life to you, dear Lord, to do with you as you will, to shape and mold within your realm with eager heart to fill, to ease some poor soul's heartache and help someone in pain is now my earthly mission, so that heaven I may gain. In goodness, faith, and charity, your servant I shall be. In sorrow, strife, and sore distress, Lord, you may call on me. I'll leave it out.
It's a paraphrase of St. Ignatius. Take, Lord, receive. All I have and possess, and all I need, Lord, is your grace and your love.
Amen.
And that's apparent. You paraphrase that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Every day I start my prayers.
You do.
With that. Mm-hmm. I have another one.
Fine.
This is St. Teresa.
Which one?
This one is St. Teresa.
Avila?
No.
Little Flower?
The Little Flower.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it doesn't say on here, but
I always thought she was a blooming idiot. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
You see why I got to use the duct tape? Now you know.
Why I order.
Gonna send you to the moon.
I'm telling you. Well, this is also very powerful. And actually, St. Teresa, which was canonized on my birthday, I didn't know that for many years. My birthday is May 17th. And I am very much with flowers, but particularly roses. And I have that on my business card. Roses represent love. And pink and love. And so I want that emanating around me all the time. So St. Teresa's.
Roses also represent the Blessed Mother.
Blessed Mother. And I have her with me.
Yep.
My Dominic is born on her feast day, August 15th. So she is, I'm very devout to her. This is just a simple prayer. I will spend my heaven doing good on earth. It's so simple. I mean,
so simple.
It's just.
It is.
I'll leave it out. That is truly what my work is about.
Okay.
And I feel so blessed to be with you, to be sharing, because all the people that are listening know that there is hope, there is faith, there is help. God brings to you the people who will help you.
Absolutely.
We just have to listen.
The idea of asking you to be on the show was to give our listeners a Catholic perspective on different businesses.
And how did that work with Frank?
Well, Frank is a dear friend for many years now, and he has been with me on a lot of real estate transactions. We hear soaring in the back. Someone's building a house.
Yeah, and we're picking it up.
I'm going to put it on the market. I sold Frank's house about, how many years ago? I guess about maybe four and a half.
Yeah.
And it was a challenging situation with family and whatnot. And I told him, we are putting this in the hands of God, because I had multiple challenges. And that's what I like to call them. Challenges that can be overcome with prayer and with faith and staying on the path. Because if I may speak about, not that I want to talk about it, but we do know that Satan does try to take the good souls down. And I have had encounters with him myself, and I have seen things happen, And I have known, I have come to know that prayer and true prayer and true faith, when I get to be around a like-minded soul, oh, that's my work is done. It's the people that, we don't have to pay any mind to that. It's the people that aren't on the same path that work with fear, and they don't work with prayer and faith, and they don't understand that if you surrender your prayer and faith to God, He will not forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
We're shutting doors here now because there's some things going on. He will not forsake you. So,
but see with how my you, work, what you're talking about is what's happening.
Amen. Yes.
We're being distracted by
noise. Distracted. Oh yes. Uh-huh.
The evil one.
Ah, no. That doesn't exist here. This is a very blessed.
All right.
This is a blessed station. I feel so blessed to be on it. So my work with Frank started out challenging, and I told him that we had a limited amount of time, a limited amount of money. He was relocating. His family was relocating. I had to find him another house in a short amount of time after we got the house on the market and sold. I said, listen, I know that God will not forsake me. I knew that. I couldn't really convince him of it. I had to let God work through me. And so as our journey began, it ended with me finding him a ranch house. He wanted 3 bedrooms. He had X amount of money. We needed pretty decent taxes. He was coming from something with high taxes. I had to bring down lower taxes. He has a...
And I wanted to stay in the area.
He needed to stay in the area for his son in West Babylon. Right. We needed a full basement. We needed a garage. The home in this price range with the amenities didn't exist. God opened a door. I had like 2 days to walk through it. And I said, I grabbed him by his collar and I said, let's go. There was another offer coming in on the property. I said, I have cash. We can close in like 7 days. I did a back-to-back closing, which I do often. And it wasn't what he wanted, but we accept what God gives us. Because in the end, see, sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees. In the end, he can tell you, it was the best decision he ever made.
It was the best decision I ever made.
Very good, Frank. You did that very well.
Thanks for telling us, Frank.
How did you experience Lord's faith?
Like I said before, she basically, faith is everything in her life. She incorporates God, and God reflects in her life in anything she does.
Right.
Whether it's real estate or any other kinds of businesses she operates, whether it's with her friends or family, it's very
did you think she was that, did you think she was a little nuts?
No.
Okay,
and
great.
That
actually proves my point to the listeners that I want to make.
Yes.
That when you're picking someone to do business with or someone to hire, it's a good idea to think about the Catholic perspective of the people that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Laura is a perfect Catholic perspective if anyone's interested in selling their house.
Yes.
And doing it with Jesus in mind.
Truly.
So how did you accept the house that she found for you?
Huh?
you want the perfect truth.
The truth.
Yes.
The gospel truth is.
Okay. Without even, this is with all her preparation and her stats and everything that she found this needle in a haystack for me. We did not go into the home yet to take a look at it. However, we established it was, you know, few options. I had very few options to work with at the time. My biggest complaint right off the bat was, I don't want to buy a house and live on straight path.
Mm-hmm.
So, the bottom line was that, you know, she basically said, you don't have many choices.
There you go.
You basically have no choices, and we have no time. And I want, as I do with all of the sellers and buyers that I work with, I wanted him to envision the end result. Because, you know, like my mother always said, thank goodness I still have my parents around, Rome wasn't built in a day. Mm-hmm. And I had to share with Francis a lot of, well, this could be used for that, and we could use this area for your studio, and then you know,
what
he
studio?
Wanted to,
what are you talking about? A studio?
Well, he has his music studio, which
really?
Was which was another key element that I needed to find in a home. And again, in a certain price range, you may not get a garage, you may not get a diner, you may not get all of these amenities, but we got everything. So, I'll tell you the sign that I got when it was all done and over with. I don't know if I ever told you this, but the gentleman that owned the house was an older man. He was about 90-something, God bless him.
95.
Peter Esposito. And when we were in the garage one day, I was helping him. We had contractors there. And I'm with my sellers and my buyers throughout, like from start to finish. I never leave their side. And we brought some contractors in. We were getting some estimates for work. And I saw, because I one of the things that I do with my real estate when I get my commission checks is I donate and I tithe all the time because that is my way, he knows that, to give back. One of the signs that I got from the angels was Peter Esposito was a contributor to the Boys Town, and I give to the Boys Town all the time. Huh? And when I saw that on an old table in the garage, I said, you know, Peter, know that your home is being loved now, and we're honoring you here. And because I give to Boys Town, and you can ask a lot of people, nobody really even knows that charity.
I do. I give also.
Yeah, I mean, but a
I
lot
love
of people.
The certificates they give. That's why. I hang
yes,
them up.
I have so many of them.
I hang them up.
I know. I have them in a book, Anthony. You
okay.
know, just so many of them. And I just thought, and we still talk about him, and he's still present in the house. When people pass in a home, their spirit has to move on to a loved place. And he was widowed. And now we know that this house is loved, and it's been loved, and it's been redone and gutted and everything. But he is still present in the house.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
Frank, where are you with God?
Where am I with God?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, I'll start by telling you that when I was a young lad, I was an altar boy. Mm-hmm. And coming from Italian parents that, you know, were churchgoers every week, raised that way, be at church, be at Mass every week. And, well, you know, as I got older, you know.
You took a trip?
Drifted away.
Drifted away from God.
Like all children sometimes do.
Sometimes
do.
Not
that I ever said, I don't believe in God. You know, at a certain age, always believed in God. But I will tell you that I'm very proud that knowing Laura, she not only reintroduced me to God, she brought Jesus into my life.
There you go.
Back into your life, because he was present. He was just sort of on the back burner.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You said it beautifully.
She corrects. That's good.
She has a strong personality. Is that what you say?
I like.
You know, oh, listen, well, now, funny okay. You may say that on the drive here. She's so nervous. She says, I'm so nervous. I don't know. I said, listen, once you start your first word,
you're done.
No.
I
know that. But that's great.
I wasn't really nervous. I just, you know, because I feel like it's such an honor and a blessing,
very
as I say,
she's very
that I can actually have a forum to. I consider myself the spiritual realtor.
Oh, good. Oh, I love that.
Very good.
Okay.
I love that.
And that truly, and I speak truly from my heart. I have a folder, Anthony, I brought to you just to share with you the testimony letters that people have written. It's not about me. It is about the work. Sometimes the journey with someone is 3 months, 6 months. And I tell these people, we're married now. We're together. And almost every one of those testimony letters speaks about, you can open them up and read them, speaks about God on our journey. And that is what I want people to know.
That's what I want to
amen.
Get across to the listeners.
This is
yes.
what I want them to
amen,
know.
Amen,
that
amen, amen.
I say to you.
Do you two want to get a room? you want to get off by yourselves and pat each other on the back?
Come on, we'll go off and do it. No, but this is true. And what you both do,
mission work.
It may seem small now, but you know God has plans for you.
Yes, we do know that.
You know that, and I know that.
John knows
I already know that. And I'll share this. This is a little prayer card again. I read every morning.
Good.
If I may, this is truly what our businesses are about. And sometimes we get distracted, as Dr. Palmer said that. I know that when distractions come, I know it's a time for me to reflect and be prayerful and go back to all of the ways in which I have been able to help, truly help. Real estate, you know, really is a very powerful field. And I had an agreement with God when I was going for my license. I didn't pass my license the first time. At the time, I was a holistic director. Mm-hmm. For a nutritionist, a public advocate, and a motivational speaker. And my mother encouraged me to do this. And as you get older, we know that our prayer strengthens. You know that you're working with God at the forefront all the time. But I was raising children. I was running a business. And then I was going out to get my real estate license. All like within the same, every day I had to do this and accomplish and achieve and get my license. And I didn't get it the first time. And I didn't get it the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have a deal with you, dear Lord. I had to pass my school licensing and my state. So I had two hurdles to get through. I did an accelerated class, and I was supposed to get my license in like a week or 2 weeks. It just didn't happen. I couldn't let my faith, you know, befall me. I had to keep forward, and I made a deal, and I said, if you allow me to get my license, I promise you that I will do your work in everything that I do. Now, most people do not bring the Lord in. Most people do not bring the Lord in real estate.
That's our point.
And I do want to, because I do believe very much in this profession, I want people to know that there are good people in this profession. And I have a team now of people around me that we are here to help people first and foremost. Whether I earn a commission or not, means nothing. However, Father Barrett once said, because I have my catechetical, I was taught at St. Joe's for many years,
mm-hmm.
10 years, and Father Barrett, when I was going for my catechetical, I'll never forget this, he said, you're entitled to earn your wage.
Mm-hmm. No, Jesus said that, yes.
And I am entitled to earn my wage, because if I can't earn my wage, I can't donate, I can't tithe, I can't help people. So I tell my people, my sellers and my buyers, the commission is never part of the equation. That is how I earn my living, but that's all secondary. If I have to work with someone's budget a little bit and I have to take less, so be it.
And she's done that many times.
Mm. My goal is to help you. My testimony letters are my treasures. Those are my gifts. So here's the... going back to how your business is going to succeed and how God is going to flourish you in a million ways. Your soul, that inner quiet, is yours to consult. It will always guide you in the right direction. And the flip side says, my soul guides me in the right direction. So our meeting was all about guiding us in the right direction.
You know, as we've been talking and listening, before a show comes, I pray about music.
Okay.
And there's a song that just fits. And Tony, guess what? I'm going to play that song.
Gonna play it.
Good.
Play it again, Sam.
It's called I Will Serve You, Lord. Maranatha music.
I will serve you because I love you.
Amen.
You have given life to me.
You can sing along with it. It's all right.
I was nothing.
If you know the words, I was nothing.
Until you found me.
Don't let him sing.
You have
don't encourage
given
him.
Life to me.
Broken people,
ruined lives are why you died on have given life to me. I was nothing,
I was nothing
until you found
until
me.
You
have given life to me. Heartache.
We all have them.
You know, as you were talking,
yes,
I had the image of Mother Teresa saying, the way you serve me is do little things with much love. And that's what you do. And I just can't get over how you've allowed God to lead your business.
Oh.
And he's full of surprises, isn't he?
Yes.
And that's the Catholic perspective.
Yeah. Christian.
And
that's
we
so
do,
important.
And I use my Saint Joseph, and you wanted to talk
yes,
about
yes, we'll talk about it.
I use my Saint Joseph and all of my symbolic.
Calvary. I'm sorry, I like the music.
I didn't know it was still going.
See what I mean about it?
Because it's what he'll do with every listener.
Amen. Yes.
And whatever they do, whether it's nothing in terms of work, and they're raising a family, which is a big job. He has a purpose.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help the song.
Well,
just
after almost 5 years, I'm used to it, so it's okay. But
I feel like I want to receive now.
How would listeners get in touch with you so that they can have a spiritual realtor?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
and you on my card.
That's what we're trying to get
at. That is the forum that I've been so blessed to speak about. They can call me directly on my cell. That's usually the best way. We have some websites, but I think the cell is good. It's
516-319-7407.
And I have my cell phone with me all the time, and it's in my little prayer box today.
Oh, okay. Good. And you do answer, because I've called you several times on it. If you don't answer, you call back.
Oh,
that's
absolutely
a good thing.
Absolutely.
But it's amazing how God took over, huh? Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
When you just say, I'll make a deal with you.
I my son was in elementary school at the time, and I cried. I said, I didn't pass. I said, I can't believe this. I knew that I was called to this business. But I had to go through my trials and my tribulations. But I would not let the word forsake you come in. I knew that God was going to, it strengthened me. So my license is everything to me. Mm-hmm. I would never allow harm to come to it. I've had to step aside from situations where I would compromise my integrity. I will never do that with my license, because that's like Jesus gave that
to
me.
You worked so hard for it.
Jesus gave that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, Anthony, if you want to open up my folder,
sure,
I just wanted to show the picture, something I'm very proud of. That is a picture, you can take that out, of my mom and dad. I had the chance to sell their home last year, and that was a challenging, God called me to that too. It took me a long time to sell it. My dad, see, this is what happens. When people struggle and they don't let the Lord take over, I have to step in, and I have
to, truly,
and I say this in the truest way, I have to step in with, I have a prayer full of, things that have to happen so that the word can be spoken and heard, because you can speak it to someone and they can just... But I ask God and Jesus and the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, prepare me.
Absolutely.
Prepare me so that I can do your work. Because it is not as easy as when I get the like-minded people. And I'll tell you a quick story. I went to Awake in January. It was a family friend of my sister's family. We all kind of grew up around where I sold my parents' house. Mm-hmm. I knew Rana and Dick for many years. She passed away suddenly in January and had no clue about anything with the house. I just went to the wake to show my respect, and the family was talking. And I don't, again, God prepares me for this. I don't know how it even happened, but I said, if you need my help. They didn't even know I did real estate. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know I did real estate. And I gave them my card. I said, I was there for respects for Rana. I was very sad, but she was a nurse. She was a good woman. Now they had this whole house. They didn't know what to do, and they had to sell. God put me in that arena. About a month later, she called me up, and I knew that I was chosen because they had another realtor that they were working with on their own, with their own personal property. She was remarried the second time. So she said, Laura, I didn't even know this. We were going to call the other girl until we found out. And I said, Rana and Dick, thank you so much. I sold the house a month later.
Wow.
In a snowstorm, because it was in the heart of the winter.
In a tough market, too.
Tough market. And absolutely. I truly know that God is present. And, oh, my God, we saved somebody from eviction. This is probably my best story and my worst story. We saved a gal, Teresa, from eviction.
Now, when you come across something like that, how do you pray? How do you lay out your prayer to St. Joseph or to Jesus or the Blessed Mother? I mean,
valid questions, and this is all what this is all about. This is truly what it's about. When I went in to help Teresa, may God forgive me, but she had a hoarder's house. She was going to be evicted. She had no money. She had literally no money. They were going to evict her, and I said, okay, St. Joseph, I need you. God is walking me through the door. Jesus is opening it, but St. Joseph, I need you because he is the patron saint to the realtors.
Yes, he is.
And
you stole my thunder, but he is.
Well, we were leading into it.
And that's not easy to do, Anthony. You two are on your game, I'll tell you that. But and Francis was with me a little bit because I wanted him to come and when there are two or more gathered in his name.
Oh, he's there.
Teresa was there. She was distracted. I'll use that word again because that is such a powerful word. She was very distracted by depression, by fear, by no money.
Yeah.
Who's going to help me? How am I going to get out of this situation? And I said, I will not allow this woman to get evicted. She was in the mobile park on 110.
Wow.
She had cats. I said, Teresa,
I know a lot of people that
where are
you
going to go? Where are you going to go? You have cats. Where are you going to go? She said, I'm going to sleep in my car. I said, no. No. This cannot happen. I mean, I'll probably get teary thinking about it. She was in such a bad place. We had our work cut out for us.
How did you use St. Joseph?
I made her pray.
Actually, listen, I want you I to made know her tears pray. Are coming to her eyes. This is
oh,
talking.
Yeah, I made her pray. Imagine thinking you're going to go out on the street.
Yeah.
No food, no money. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. I sold her house probably a week.
Wow.
Before.
Listen, I want you to know, tears are starting to fall down from her eyes.
Yeah.
That was powerful.
That was God.
Yeah.
I found a nice young couple to buy it. They almost backed out a few times. I said, please, you need to help us. You need to help this woman. It wasn't about me at that point. I was out of the picture. I let God guide the whole thing. And Francis came to her help. Woman had no money. We had to get all of her stuff out. We were getting ready to close, like, in a few days. And she had a hoarder's full. I mean, really, that's the truth. A hoarder's full of furniture. She wouldn't part with her mother's furniture that she had saved from when her mother passed. And I said, Teresa, The place has to be, everything has to be out. We're closing on this. The park manager was pacing back and forth like an expectant father waiting for his cash money. Nobody thought that this was going to happen. She was being evicted over a period of time. Nobody thought this was going to happen. And again, I stood before everyone and said, this is because God was present. And he laid out the money to get her the storage bin. So we went and helped her. You have to do this. You just have to go
you
and help
that, people. Friend,
he did. He did. And we went and I helped her. And I said, Teresa, let's. She was praying, though, the whole time, Anthony. Even through her ailments and sickness and fear, I said, do not let Satan take over. Please do not. I counseled her many times over the phone. Every time it was with prayer. Every time we went back to Jesus. Every time we went, and her mother was very prayerful. And she knew, she recognized that God was working. And it was very hard. And I was just, that was my best story, but it was my most challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Park manager, God has money. You're not towing her out. She was going to stay. Well, she ended up going in with a neighbor.
I can tell you, if it wasn't for Laura, honestly, she would have been evicted and she would have had no
nowhere
oh
to
my
go.
Lord.
Nowhere to go.
Laura, as her guiding light, if you will, bringing God into her life. Okay, not only did she make the transaction work for everyone, she walked away with money to start her new life.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, that was the key thing.
So maybe we ought to call you the real estate agent from heaven.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I think we should get to St. Joseph.
Yeah, let's get to St. Joseph.
I've been trying to get there, but he's
Saint
the saint
Joseph
of the day.
Oh, yeah, well, here
let
he
Tony,
is.
Let Tony move on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, St. Joseph is the saint of the day. Next week, we promise we're going to be doing St. Philip Neri. He's excellent, and so stay tuned next week for him, okay?
Okay.
Well, let's talk about St. Joseph. St. Joseph is the patron saint of real estate.
Yes.
He's a patron saint of many, many things.
Patron saint
of families and real estate. But
the carpenter.
Carpenter. Mm-hmm. A simple carpenter that worked hard. His fingers
with his hands.
To the bones.
With his hands.
And he was selected
by
our Lord Jesus Christ. Right. Not Jesus, by our Lord God.
Yes.
To be the father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so when people talk of the Holy Family, they usually mean Joseph.
Yeah.
Now, Mary and, of course, Jesus. We know quite a lot, of course, about Mary, and we know a lot about Jesus. But we don't know that much about St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know his background. We don't know what happened before he was visited by the angel.
Yes.
But poor Joseph, when you think about it, must have been so confusing for him. A simple carpenter.
Yes.
Who was just about to marry Mary. And when he discovered that she was pregnant, he knew he wasn't the father of her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a troubling question. He could have created a huge fuss, but he decided to leave her quietly, as a gentleman that he was, so that he would be a little gossip as possible about her. Before he could do this, an angel appeared to him. Joseph, said the angel, don't be afraid to marry Mary. The son she is going to have has been given to her by the Holy Spirit of God. You will name him Jesus, and he will save people from their sins. It was a lot for Joseph to take in. He was just an ordinary carpenter living in the town of Nazareth. What was all this to do with him? Why was he selected to be the foster father of God's son? But soon he understood what he should do. And he did what he was supposed to do. He wedded Mary. When the Romans held a census to work out who had to pay taxes, Joseph took Mary to Bethlehem, which used to be his hometown. It was while they were there that Jesus was born. When Joseph realized that the baby was in danger from the king, Herod, He took the family to safety in Egypt. Sometime later, he took them to Nazareth. But let's think before that. Let's think that when Mary heard she was going to be pregnant with Jesus, and she went to visit Elizabeth. And so what did Joseph think about that, that she disappeared? How could he have, what was his thoughts? What about when he was walking in Bethlehem and Jesus was about to be born and he couldn't find loungings for him and Mary and the baby? What was he thinking? This is from God? And I can't find a place to live?
Mm-hmm.
I have to go into a stable?
Mm-hmm.
Just some thoughts to ponder on about
Joseph. Just like the woman who had a hoarding.
Just like, house. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Joseph was still looking after his family, after all this. And then let's go back to when Jesus was 12 years old and the family went to Jerusalem. After that, believe it or not, nothing else was heard of him. He sort of evaporated.
Mm.
He passed away, and that was Joseph. But he left such a mark on
legacy.
Everyone's lives and on our religion, and became the patron saint of so many things, including real estate.
Yes.
When Jesus was being crucified, he looked down from the cross and told John, one of his disciples, to look after his mother, because Joseph wasn't there anymore. Many say that this shows that Joseph must have died and that Mary had been a widow for quite a while.
Mm.
And that Mary brought up Jesus. And though in his young age, Joseph taught Jesus the carpentry trade, which he took up.
Mm.
And it was Teresa of Avila who encouraged Christians to remember Joseph in a special way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because he was such a figure that was so religious, so considerate.
And so human.
So human and so not so self-serving.
Yes.
That he was chosen to be the father.
Yes.
So as late as 1933, the Pope started a new festival on May 1st each year for Joseph the Worker.
Joseph the Worker.
This was perhaps because in Europe, May 1st was becoming known as a day to remember and respect all workers. So Joseph, although he played maybe not that big a part in Jesus' life, actually played a tremendous part. Tremendous! Because he said yes.
If he didn't step in, Mary would have been stoned to death.
Absolutely.
And there would have been no Jesus.
And that was his fear.
Imagine?
And so we reverence Joseph. And we use Joseph for so many things. Including real estate. And including the family. And when we want to show what a family is all about.
We employ
Joseph.
Yes. And if I may say, I brought my little, here's my little statue. I generally have not only St. Joseph, but I use St. Anthony a lot.
Absolutely.
St. Anthony is very, very powerful.
Absolutely.
I have a prayer here with him because, you know, you realize there are lost souls.
Souls.
Yeah. But I don't want to lose.
No,
Saint
we're
Joseph,
not going to.
I'd like you to read that prayer.
Yeah.
And this St. Joseph, I have the statue. Sometimes I will purchase one for someone, but...
We have to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But don't do this.
Upside down.
You don't bury him on his head. Would you want to be buried on your head like that? No. We don't bury
him. I don't
even
want to be buried.
No. Amen. Cremation. Sprinkle you all around the studio.
But I would pray for that.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Recant that.
My partner. God, I love him.
But St. Joseph, when I do meet with someone, I will tell them, all you need is the prayer in your heart to know that St. Joseph is present. And again, I use Jesus, I use God, and then I will use my saints.
Absolutely.
but St. Anthony and St. Joseph are very powerful. And we need to share that with people. You want me to read this prayer? I may have to get my... Look at the prayer.
Give it to me.
Why don't
I'll
you
read
do
it.
That?
Oh, John is good at
the
that.
The print on that is awfully small, but...
Oh.
It's very small.
You know, he's a little up there in age.
Got
you know
a
that,
good
right?
set of eyes. God bless.
Oh, St. Joseph.
You may need your glasses, I'm telling
His
you.
Protection is great and strong. You're right. The print is small,
you
kid. You read it.
You read it. I can't read it. I'm from Brooklyn. Oh. I have a Brooklyn accent.
You can just eat, huh? Just know how to eat cannolis.
Go ahead.
Prayer to St. Joseph. O St. Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. O St. Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me from your divine Son and spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having engaged here below your heavenly prayer, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. O St. Joseph, I never weary contemplating you, and Jesus asleep in your arms, I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him in my name and kiss his fine head for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. St. Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for me. This prayer was found in the 15th year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In 1505, it was sent from the Pope to Emperor Charles. When he was going into battle, whoever shall read this prayer or hear it
shall not die.
Or keep it about themselves shall never die a sudden death or be drowned, nor shall poison take effect on them, neither shall they fall into the hands of the enemy, or shall be burned in any fire, or shall be overpowered in battle. Save for 9 mornings for anything you may desire, it has never been known to fail. Mm-hmm. So be sure you really want what you ask.
Can I say something?
Amen.
I say that prayer every morning. It's one of the prayers I say every morning. I've been saying it.
Maybe
15
That's
years. I have it.
That's beautiful. It's
and
funny
so I
that
know I'm not going to drown and I'm not going to...
Yeah. Well,
but,
with all of
it
the...
But it makes it hard on me. Keep us hanging around. We can't drown him. We can't poison him. We can't do anything. He won't go.
I just won't go. But well, I think he'll miss me eventually.
With all of the tragedies happening in this world today, and we often reflect on this in Revelations and whatnot, if people just prayed these beautiful, simple prayers and just and then God opens up the door even more, and he'll get in if you let him. But, you know, most people are, again, they're just in a different frame. You know, God called me. God surely called me.
I believe he did.
As we all sit here, even our little friend in the studio, you know, we're all called. But who is listening? When you listen... You sometimes have to sacrifice. But when you were reading the story about that, what came to my mind was, do not be afraid.
There you go.
How many people operate every day? We're talking about a profession that is all about money.
Absolutely.
But it's not really. Do not be afraid.
How would they get in touch with that spiritual realtor? How would they do that?
That realtor from heaven. By the way, my brother's a real estate agent.
Where is your office?
We have two offices, Dr. Palmer. My corporate office is in Westbury on Old Country Road, and I have my satellite office, which I was a former RE/MAX agent for many years in Massapequa. 4110 Merrick Road in Massapequa.
4110?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You got Nassau and Suffolk covered.
Well, yeah, I live in Suffolk. I practice in both counties, Nassau and Suffolk. We were wiped out our office after Sandy for a year because we were South Montauk.
Yeah. Right.
And after my brokers who lived in Long Beach got wiped out, a lot of our inventory in Massapequa was gone. I went down to visit some of the people. They had 5 feet of water in their home. And, you know, I look at this and I say, help them rebuild. just help them rebuild. And they have, a lot of people have rebuilt, and everyone sort of at that point scattered and went different ways from our office because financially
they had to make a living.
Correct. You took the words
out of
my mouth.
So my brother's my twin, and he's a real, and I know exactly what it's all about.
Yeah, you know what this is about.
He's in Wantagh.
Wantagh, okay, so not too far from us, Massapequa. Yeah. So then my brokers, through their sheer determination, power, and their intent goals, said, you know what, Laura, we're going to open up our own office, which we had been talking about for quite some time, called Progressive Realty. And it's progression in success. That's how they came up with that. And now we took over that office. So I'm back in the heart of Massapequa.
I want a phone number.
Oh, yes, Dr. Palmer.
I'm a business-oriented
cucumber.
She gave it.
But how about cucumber?
We want it again, yes. Again and
yes.
Again.
Yes, give it.
Because my memory is gone.
Let me give it. Can I give it?
Go ahead, sweetheart.
He doesn't know it. He doesn't know it.
516-319-7407 is her cell number.
Yeah, that's really the best way to...
319-7407.
319-7407.
Seven four. You always thought my brother got the better part of the eight.
I know he did. He's an identical twin, and I always told him his brother
really
got
truly?
The best part
but
of the eight.
In all honesty, he's a little better looking to me.
He's a fraternal or identical?
No, it's fraternal.
Not a little.
Fraternal. Wow. He's a little better looking, a little smarter.
So
yeah, right. He certainly is.
Your mother must be proud of you both.
Well, my mother passed, but she doesn't know what happened to us.
Oh, yes, she does.
She knows from heaven, yeah.
Anthony, of course she does. She's looking over us now.
But, he's smarter. He's better looking. But what are you going to do?
We've let poor Frank sit here for almost
an hour. Yeah, Frank.
Tell us about your music, though, too. I know, but you're into music, and I want to get you in touch with a spiritual musician who creates music.
Oh, that's
and I
beautiful.
Think with your studio...
Oh, I know.
You
that's
know who this
beautiful.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll get his name. It's my head goes. But I want to use your studio to create music for God.
You have a studio? You have
sure.
That?
Well, yeah. It's within the confines of the home.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. We know a few people like that.
But it's not the what I used to have. I used to be in business for 10
really?
Years. I have a recording studio, rehearsal recording studio combination.
Well, we're good friends with a lot of singers, a lot of good singers.
Yeah.
And a lot of religious singers.
That's
Al Barbarino?
Oh, yeah,
Al
he
Barbarino.
Was on Telecare a lot.
They're friends of us, of ours. He he sings our theme song.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Love it.
You know,
I
think it'd be worthwhile. You got to stay
absolutely.
In touch with the business guy, though.
Yeah, he's the singer. Yeah.
I'm we love him, though.
I'm the float ahead.
No, yeah. Not at all.
He's a great guy. I love
him. Wonderful.
I love him. Well, he's mean good. To me. He's mean, I got to admit. But I love him.
He's touching my heart. Oh, I'm just overflowing.
Do you remember the Muppet Show years ago when they used to have those two old guys in the theater?
Yeah, that's the two old guys. I love it.
I love it. It's like the two old guys.
And Monsignor Vaughn called us Bob and Ray.
Oh, I love it.
I love that.
Yeah.
My son... listens, and he said, you know, on public radio, there's a show about cars or mechanics.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He said, you and Tony are just like that. You're nuts.
Missing a couple of nuts. No. God bless you both. You
At the beginning, we used to say we're two young kids in love with Jesus, but then they started seeing us, and we started doing talks, and they all realized... these are too old.
Now you're two young kids.
Gooks over here.
You're young
souls.
When
he says we're the oldest and the most, whatever, show on WGBB, I said we're also the oldest hosts on WGBB.
Having years in this business, being an entertainer, I mean, most of my life,
yes.
I myself like to be entertained.
Sure,
and
yes.
This
yes,
hour,
yes, yes.
I was pretty quiet. I'm not never really quiet, but
right.
I'm quiet today, and I'm enjoying this whole, beautiful conversation.
Thank you
about God and Jesus and everything, and I'm being entertained by you, gentlemen.
Yes.
I really am.
You haven't seen nothing yet.
Wait
till we start tap dancing.
Well, I was just going to say, wait till you get your tap shoes on.
But I do want to also spend a few moments praying for our listeners.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because they have been asking us for prayers
wonderful.
For years.
These are opposition.
And we get answers.
Oh.
But we know that God is part of this program. We follow the Holy Spirit. St. Joseph,
We follow whoever God sends our way.
And we let the Holy Spirit lead us. We honestly, we really do.
You really do.
Yeah. And Jesus, we ask you, listen, please, to the heartfelt needs of all of our listeners, many of whom are looking for new housing, many who still are wiped out from Sandy,
yes,
and many who just don't know where to turn. And we thank you for bringing Lori here and Frank so that we're telling them, here's a place to turn. Here's a God-centered realty office. It's the kind of work that God wants people to do. Make me your CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and I will take over. And the same is true of all of you listeners who have needs. So many, Tony, have cancer. How many people have we heard of with cancer? Oh, and I wanted to mention, I forgot, Carl Nobu, who used to be very active in the Charismatic Renewal, passed away. And we just ask, may his soul and all the souls of the faithful
absolutely
mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. Tony, you got a prayer you want to throw
in? Jesus, we give you praise and glory and thank you. We thank you for sending us, Laura. Thank you for sending us Francisca. And thank you for sending us John Palmer, my partner.
Yes.
And allowing us to do this radio station. We ask that we pray for our petitions. We ask that you stay by our sides. You help us, you guide us, you hold our hand. And you let us know that you are not only our best friend, but truly our big brother. And so with that being said, we know you will never desert us and you will never leave us. And so we give praise and glory to you, Jesus, our Savior, to our Creator, our Heavenly Father, who loves us dearly, and to the Holy Spirit for telling us how to run the show.
Amen.
Thank you all.
And I love Amen. Ending a
and
show.
And the Blessed Mother.
The bless.
I love ending with love. Praise. Maranatha.
Love it.
Beautiful. Wow.
What a guy this John Palmer, huh?
He is something, boy.
I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace.
Not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
In this final minute, we thank you, Lori. Laura and Frank, thank you for being with us. And thank you for blessing us.
Promise you come back.
We will. We want to
come back.
They're
going to come back, John.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We do. Thank you. So God bless you both.
It's always nice to do a radio show in Grand Central Station. People coming through, walking through. Somebody sawing down a tree. It's always nice. Thanks, Trevor.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the